The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Chabad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara says in Bava Kama, Daf Nun Dalam Beis, Shor Rab Chanina ben Ogil es Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba. Chanina ben Ogil es Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba, mipnei ma b'dibris rishonis, loy nam rabem toiv, v'dibris achroinis nam rabem toiv. We know that Seres HaDibris are written twice in the Torah. They're written in Parshas Yisroi, and they're written again in Parshas Vischanan. And if you look carefully in the Seres HaDibris, in the Psukim, there are a number of differences between the way that Seres HaDibris is written in Parshas Yisroi and the way it's written in Parshas Vischanan. So the Gemara says that Ruchanina ben Ogel asked that it's interesting that the word Toiv appears in the Dibris Achroinois, in the Aseres HaDibris, the way they're written in Parshas Vischanan. It says the Loshon of Toiv by Kibud Aveim, Manita Avloch. Masha'inkin Legabe, in the beginning, in the first time it's written in Parshas Yisroi, it doesn't say it. It just says Kabbat Sevich Vesimecho. So why is it, so yes, the kasha, why is it that Dibris Achronis it says Toiv and Dibris Hashonis it doesn't say Toiv? Omar loy, Rav Chiyah bar Abba incident. Ad sha'ato shayalani, loma nem rabem Toiv. Before you ask me why here it says Toiv and there it doesn't say Toiv, shayalani, you should ask me a different question. What's the question you should ask? Shayalani im nem rabem Toiv im lav. What you should ask me is, does it haka say Toiv by the Aseres HaDibris in Parshas Vischanan the second time or not? Meaning Rav Chiyah bar Abba doesn't accept the proposition, the assumption that Chanina ben Ogel made that in the Dibris Achroinos in Parshas Vischanan it says Toiv. Maybe in both cases it doesn't say Toiv and then your question doesn't start. So Adkar, Adoishtay in the Gemara, that's what the Gemara says. So this is Toisus in Bava Basra, Daf Kufi Gimel Rav Thiru Maskel. Chavayu Tais over there says, "The Pal de Gizach. What's going on over here? You open a chumash and see whether does it say toiv? Does not say. What kind of question is that you're asking me? Does it say toiv? Does it not say toiv? If we know that you look in a chumash, it says toiv. And anybody who knows a little bit about psukim knows that that's the lashon of the pasuk. That the pasuk says in Parashat Vischanan it says the lashon of toiv, and it does not say it in the first time." So Tosis, in order to answer this question, says a fascinating thing, which seems like something very, very strange. Tosis says, "Pa'amim loy hayu amiron b'kiyum b'psukim." Tosis says that we find times that the amiron were not b'kiyum; they were not well versed in the words of the psukim of the Torah. And the proof is, because you see, Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba over here, he wasn't sure whether it says Toiv in the Pasuk or not. So therefore, it says Toiv, he says it as a statement. He says that's the Pshat in the Gemara. He's asking him, it's true. Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba is correct. Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba is saying, I don't know whether it says it or it doesn't say it. First we have to figure out whether it really says it or not, and then I'll have to talk about your question. But Toiv says that this is a fact, that the Amiram did not always know the exact nusach, the words of the psukim. The question is, how do we understand this? Most people today, if they're well versed in the Big Tamid Chachamim, especially if they're Bali Kriya, they learn from the Sefer Torah, they're pretty well versed in the Lashon of the psukim. You tell them Amiram were worse off than us. What's the pshat? Why should such a thing be? Now there's a Tosis in Megillah and Daf Chaf Chabez Med Aleph says he has the following question. He says we have a minig that we lain on a tainus. We lain the psukim in Parshas Kisisa. In the psukim in Parshas Kisisa, we start with Vayichal Moshe. The first aliyah is Vayichal Moshe, and that's the first aliyah. And it's well known that the second aliyah. There's a bunch of psukim that we skip that are in the parasha, And the second Aliyah and the second and third Aliyahs are from much later in the parasha. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe to make the second Luchos. The Tosfos says that this is our minig. In the Gemara itself, the Gemara says there's a different, Mar Megillah says there's a different kriya that you're supposed to lay on a tainis, but Tosfos in many places says that this is the minig and this is taka the way that we do it. This is the laying that we do. So Tosfos says he doesn't understand. There's a big problem Tosfos has with our minig. What's the problem? He says that the Gemara over there in Megillah is discussing halachas of kriyas of Torah. The Gemara says that whenever you learn from the Torah, when you start an aliyah, you're always supposed to start aliyah either at the beginning of a parsha, when there's a psuch or a stuma in the Torah, when there's a break, what's written in the Sefer Torah, or if you start in the middle of a parsha, you have to start at least three psukim into a parsha. And then, when you finish an aliyah, you have to finish aliyah at the end of a parsha, or you have to leave three or more psukim towards the end of the parsha. And the Gemara over there says that the halacha is that whenever you lay an aliyah from the Torah, you have to lay in at least three psukim. And if you start an aliyah less than three psukim from the beginning of the parsha, people who come in late will assume that the previous aliyah only had two psukim because they won't think that you started the aliyah before the previous parasha. They'll look back at the beginning of the parasha, we'll see you're only two psukim into the parasha. And therefore, they will think that the aliyah could only have two psukim. And then at the end, there are people who leave early, and you see there's only two psukim left of the parasha, will think that the aliyah, the following aliyah that they missed, would only have two psukim. So therefore, that's the reason why you have to leave three psukim at the beginning of the parasha, and you have to leave three psukim at the end of the parasha. So Tosfos says that our minig that we lay in Vayichal, we start Vayichal Moshe, which is in the beginning of the parsha. So in order for this minig to fit with the halacha, it would have to be that you would have to start at least more than three psukim in. And Tosfos says that it's not the case. It's not the case. It's not true. Because when you start Vayichal is only two psukim. It's only after, it's the third pasuk in the parsha, it's after two psukim. And therefore you're starting a laning in the middle of the parsha with less than three psukim to the beginning of the parsha. And Tosfos says, how are you allowed to do that? And Tosfos says another place where we do such a thing, Tosfos says, is that when we lane the maftir on Pesach, so obviously when you lay in the maftir for each Yom Tov, you lay in the psukim of the musafin, you lay in the musafin that it says in Parshas Pinchas. So the musaf for Pesach is exactly the same, all 7 days of Pesach. All 7 days of Pesach, the karbonis that you bring are exactly the same. And in fact, the Torah only has one parasha. By Sukkot, the Torah has a different parasha for Rishon, Mishneni, and Mishlishi. Each day is a different parasha. But in Pesach, the Torah only has one parasha. The Torah says, starts off of Achidish Rishon, that on the 15th day of the month, it says this is what you do, the korbanos that you bring. And at the end of the parasha, it says you do it all 7 days. So the minig is that the first day of Pesach, the first 2 days, is Sekid the Yoima and Chutzlarts. So the first day of Pesach, you start from the beginning of the parasha, which starts with Achidish Rishon on the 15th day of the month. But on Chol Moed, from Chol Moed and on, you skip the first few psukim and you start from the middle of the parasha Vikraftim. So Tosfos says, how could you start from Vikraftim? There's only two psukim beforehand in the beginning of the parasha, so you're starting two psukim in. You're not skipping three psukim. You should have to skip three psukim, so, to fit with this halacha. So the Maril in Yeshuva, in Sim Kuf Mem Tes, says he doesn't understand what Tosfos is talking about. He says, you open a chumash, and you count the number of psukim that you have from the beginning, from the Achidish Rishon to the Pasuk Vikraftim, it's clear that there are three psukim. Vikraftim is not the third Pasuk in the Parsha. Vikraftim is the fourth Pasuk in the Parsha. So if Vikraftim is the third Pasuk in the Parsha, so then Toys would have a kasha. I'm starting the third Pasuk. I have two psukim that I skipped, and people that are coming in now will think that the first Aliyah had two psukim. But it's not the case. There are three psukim before Vikraftim. Vikraftim is the fourth Pasuk. If the Kravdim is the fourth Pasuk, so then what on earth is the problem? So the Maril says, maybe he'll tell me that I have a Tosfos. Tosfos says that Mayrom weren't Bekim in Psukim. The Mayrom didn't know exactly which words were in the Pasuk. So if the Mayrom weren't Bekim in Psukim, so then maybe Tosfos also? Tosfos thought that there were only two Psukim in the parasha before the Kravdim, and the reality is that there are three, so fine. So just like that, Mayram didn't know Psukim, so we'll say Tosis didn't know Psukim. Says the Maril, that can't be. Can't be. He says, even though Tosis says that the Mayram weren't bekeeping Psukim, but he says it's very shver to say that the Rishonim weren't bekeeping Psukim. Therefore, the Maril says this is a very shver kasha, and it's a very difficult kasha that he has in Tosis. In Maril is very difficult to understand, because in Svara I would say the other way around. Obviously we understand that Almirom were much bigger Talmidei Chacham than the Rishonim. The Rishonim who came hundreds of years later, and Tosis is a Rishonim. So for whatever reason we don't understand why the Almirom, how they could get away with not being Bekeeping Psukim. But Tosis says that the Almirom weren't Bekeeping Psukim. So if the Almirom didn't know Psukim that well, so how could he have a tain on Tosis? Why is it worse that Tosis didn't know the Psukim? That Tosis is more acquired. It's that he should know the Psukim better than Amiron. What exactly is the Maril trying to say? What's the Pshat? So I think we can suggest in understanding Mahalach to understand why this is true. Number one, why is it that the Amiron weren't became Psukim, and why Tosis is not bothered by that, and Tosis could say that Amiron don't know the Psukim so well, and why. It's the Maril understands that it's more incumbent on the Rishonim and Tosis to be Bekeeping Psukim, even though Amiram were not. And this is based on a Gemara. The Gemara says in Gittin, the Samachom in Beis, Dorish Rab Yehuda Bar Nachmeni Miturgimini de Reb Shim Ben Lakish. Ksiv, there's one Pasuk, Ksoiv L'chaos Advar Mo'ela. One Pasuk, Hodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, write down these words, write down the Torah. Another pasuk, ksiv, ki alpi advar ma'ela. It says, alpi advar ma'ela, on the words of alpi, speaking these words. So the Gemara says, astira, one place it says, you write it, one place it says, you speak the words. Haketzat, how do we be yash of the astira? It says, the Gemara halacha, dvarim shebichsav, things that there's a chiv to write down, like Torah shebichsav, chumashim, the neviim, ksuvim, you're not allowed to say them by peh. Torah said that you're supposed to write down these words, so that's what the pasuk means, you're supposed to write it, and therefore you are not allowed to say psukim by peh. Psukim are only supposed to be read inside, from iksav. The other pasuk says, api dvar ma'ela. That's a different halacha. Dvarim shebal peh. There are parts of the Torah that we know. There's Torah shebal peh that was never written down. The Mishnayos that were not written down and taught until the times of Yudan Nasi. So that's the Torah shebal peh. Iyata reshay lo erim b'chsav. So there, the halacha is the other way. It was given bal peh, and therefore you're not allowed to write it. So the halacha is that there's dvarim shebal chsav, you're not allowed to say bal peh, and there's dvarim shebal peh that you're not allowed to write them down. That's the halacha. So it could very well be that since the halacha is that dvarim shebichsav iyata reshay la'omer nalpeh, since the halacha is that anything that's a pasuk, that's Torah shebichsav, so the halacha is that you're not supposed to say it balpeh. So therefore, that's why Tosfos says that Amiram weren't bekeeping psukim, because the derech halimud, the way you learn Torah shebichsav, is that you open up a sefer Torah, you open up a chumash, and you read it from the psukim. That's the way that people always learn. So if whenever you want to read a pasuk, whenever you want to look up a pasuk, you don't quote it from memory, then you always read it inside. So because of that, a person doesn't gain a bekiyus, a mastery. He doesn't remember. He's not using his brain to remember the psukim, and therefore the Amiram simply didn't remember psukim. That wasn't the derech halimud. It definitely wasn't the derech halimud to memorize and remember psukim. And the derech halimud wasn't the way that they thought, that their thought process is when they wanted to see a pasuk, they would have to get a pasuk and look it up inside. Therefore, that's why the Bamiram aren't became a psukim, and that's what is pshat in the Gemara, that Rav Chiya bar Abba said, I don't know whether it says toiv or not. Maybe he walked over to him in Beis Medrash and asked him, why does it say toiv here, toiv there? So he said, I don't know, maybe it does say toiv, maybe it doesn't say toiv. First thing you have to do is go take out a sefer Torah and go look it up and go see and say toiv. Once you point me to a pasuk, then we can talk about whether here it says toiv and there it doesn't say toiv. So that is the side behind what Tosfos says, that Amiram weren't bekeeping psukim. Now, so what's the pshat in the Maril? Why is Maril saying Tosfos should be bekeeping psukim? So Lamaisa, there is a Tosfos in Bava Kamma. Bava Kamma Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says, the Gemara wants to understand the pasuk. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, In order to understand the Pasuk in Navi, the Gemara brings Kedem Targum Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said over the Targum, he said over the Targum, which is the translation of that Pasuk. So Tosis wants to know, why is the Gemara focusing on the fact that Rav Yosef is saying the Targum? Let the Gemara say, well, this is the Pasuk, and this is the Targum of the Pasuk. So Tosis brings down a pshat, that the reason why that was specifically Rav Yosef who said over the Targum. Why? Because we know the Gemara says in a number of places that Rav Yosef was blind. Rav Yosef could not see. So Rav Yosef, since he couldn't see, so he couldn't read from the Sefer Torah. And since there's a halacha of Dvarim Shevachsav, Iyata Rashai La'imim Baal Peh, since there's a halacha that the Torah Shevachsav, you have to read Mitaych Haksav, you can't say Baal Peh, so Rav Yosef has a problem. Rav Yosef was blind, he couldn't read the Psukim. Therefore, Tosis brings down this Yesh Mefarshim that says that Rav Yosef had an Eitzah. What was his Eitzah? His Eitzah was, he would say over the Targum, the Targum was not considered like the Psukim. The Targum is the Torah Shebal Peh, the explanation of the Pasuk, it's Torah Shebal Peh, that he's allowed to say Baal Peh. So therefore, that's why the Gemara says, get in the Targum Rav Yosef, because Rav Yosef said the Targum specifically, because he wasn't able to say the Psukim. That's the Yesh Mefarshim. Yesh Mishapirish. Tosis says that this is not a good Pirish. Look, Tosis is not a good Pshat. Because there's a mistake. So Tosis, that if it's true, you're telling me that there's a problem that Rav Yosef is blind, therefore he couldn't say the Psukim. He said, you're right that there's halacha dvarim shalasav iyata reshai la'imin al peh. However, if somebody is stuck and he can't read it because he's blind, he pasha can't read the Psukim inside, the gabi this, he has a heter to say bal peh. And he says, brings the Pasuk, eis las l'ashem eferu sarasecha, that Chazal in certain times were made for the Torah, they went connected what the Ikra Halach of the Torah was in order to be Mekai in the Torah. So for somebody who could see, so you say, get a Chumash, get a Sefer Torah, and read the Sefer Torah inside. That way, that's how you're going to learn Torah Shevachsav. And Torah Shevachsav, you won't say Baal Peh. But for somebody who's blind, he can't read Torah Shevachsav, so what should he do? He's not going to learn Torah Shevachsav, he's not going to know Torah Shevachsav. So for him, since he's stuck, for someone who's stuck, therefore he has a heter based lasis, he's allowed to say Torah Shevachsav Baal Peh, and therefore this pshat is, Tosis holds is incorrect. So Al Kaponim, it's Mavur in Tosis, that Tosis holds that this concept of Eis Lasis Lashem, we'll see soon as a Gemara, that this concept of Eis Lasis Lashem, Heferus Arisecha, that is a heter, this applies to a heter to say Darim Shevachsav Baal Peh. Now it's well known that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi wrote down the Mishnais and the Mirom, Rabbi Yehuda Ravashi wrote the Gemara. So Gabi, the second thing of the Gemara, the Dvarim Shel Baal Peh, that you're not allowed to write, it's Mavur, that there's a Heter Beis Lasis. That the later Darius came along and said, if you don't write down the Torah Shel Baal Peh, no one's going to remember it. So therefore there was a Heter Beis Lasis to write down Dvarim Shel Baal Peh, to write it down Bechsav, and learn it in Teichaksav. But the other way around, that we don't see from the Gemara. We don't see that Torah Shevachsav you're allowed to say Baal Peh. That's the Chiddush of Tosis. Tosis says that Dvarim Shevachsav you're allowed to say Baal Peh because of Eis Lasis. So it could be, the pshat is, that the Tosis says that Amirom were not Bikim and Psukim because they, in the times of Amirom, they still learn Torah Shevachsav the way Torah Shevachsav is supposed to be learned, which is Mitaych Haksav. So therefore, if you didn't have a say return from you, so then they didn't know the Psukim. They didn't necessarily know the Psukim, so you can't say it says Taiv, it doesn't say Taiv. He doesn't know. That's not the way they learned. Mashenkin, already in the times of the Rishonim, in the times of Tosis, there's already Eis Lasis. Eis Lasis tells you that they couldn't, that's not the way they could, that they were able to learn Torah. It's not Muchach. The Torah would have been Miskayim if they would always have to get a Sefer Torah and look it up. So it was much more difficult. Since at that time it was more difficult, so the Heter Beis Lasis applies even to Dvarim Shevachsav, that Dvarim Shevachsav you're allowed to say Baal Peh. So now, if there's a Heter to say Dvarim Shevachsav Baal Peh, so now, when it comes to Tosis, you have a tying on Tosis. How can it be that Tosis doesn't remember that the positive craft them is only after two psukim? He says only after two psukim, but really it's after three. In the times of Tosis, you already have the Heter Beis Lasis. If you have the Heter Beis Lasis, so then any chanami, you should be a baki. Yushtaka should be a baki with psukim. So the Mela, the Marilla, is this kasha. That Tosis should have been a baki. If he should have been a baki in the psukim, therefore it's not. So we understand why there's more of a time on Tosis, that Tosis is not a baki with psukim than the Amiram themselves, to say that Amiram could be they weren't bakiim in psukim. Now, Lagabi this din, Tosis says that the din of Eis Lasis applies even to Torah Shevachsav, Dvarim Shevachsav, that you're allowed to say it Baal Peh. Where does Tosis get this halacha from? How does Tosis know it's true? Even though the Gemara does say Eis Lasis, but Mecha Tosis, Eis Lasis applies specifically to this halacha, that Dvarim Shevachsav, you're allowed to say Baal Peh. So Tosis brings a riot. Tosis says it's Mavur in the Sugya and Gittin. Which Gemara in Gittin is he referring to? So the emphasis is, it's not a Mefurish Gemara in Gittin. But there is a Gemara in Gittin, Adav Sama, Amin Aleph. When the Gemara over there says they had something called a Sifra Daf Tarta. We know that every Shabbos after the laying, we lay from Sefer Torah, we lay a Haftarah. Haftarah is a bunch of psukim that come from one of the Sifra Nevi'im. So ideally, the way that you lay from the Navi is that you have a Sefer Navi. It's written on, yeah, somebody has a Sefer Navi that's written on Klaf. That's written Kedinoi, which is the way that a Sefer Navi is supposed to be written. So you have a Sefer Navi, it's a Yeshua, Shaiftim, it's written, you have the whole entire Sefer Yeshua. And then when it comes time to lay, the Haftarah, you open up the Navi, you open up the Klaf to whichever Perek which you're supposed to lay from, and then you lay it. The Gemara says that they had a certain type of Sefer that was called the Sifra Daf Tarta. In the Sifra Daf Tarta, it seems that this Sefer only had the Haftarahs. You know, we don't lay in every single Perek from Navi or during the course of the year. You lay in a selection of different psukim for every parasha. So therefore, if you would to be malakit and pick and just write all the psukim of the Haftarahs, and even if you would write it, let's say, on the Seder, of the parashas, so that would not equal the entire, all the Sefer Nevi'im. So they had a Sifra Daf Tarta, it was a Sefer that had the Haftarah, just the Haftarahs written, and it says that they used to lay from that. On Shabbos, in the Gemara, in the times of the Gemara says that instead of laying from the actual cloth of the Navi that has the entire Navi written Kalocha, they used to lay from the Sifra Daf Tarta. So the Gemara says, how could you have such a thing? It's not written Kalocha, you don't, it could be, I don't know if it was written on Klaf, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, but it definitely wasn't written with all the halachas of a Navi, with all the halachas of Sifrei Nevi'im. Well, you didn't have the entire Sefer written, you just picked out the Haftarahs and wrote them on their own. So the Gemara says, how you gotta do such a thing? So the Gemara says, you have a heter, it's kibbutz l'yevsher, it's eis lasis l'ashem efeir sarisecha. Dainu, to sit down and write the entire Navi just for a bunch of psukim for the Haftarahs, is very hard. It's very difficult. It's much, much easier just to write in one sefer just all the psukim from the haftaris themselves. So since it was layafshir, it was too hard. Therefore, the Gemara says it was a heter of eis lasis. So you see that the din, the heter of eis lasis, which we said that's pasha, that we know that heter of eis lasis applies to say dvarim shebal peh, to write them down. But we see the heter of eis lasis even applies to the other din, or the din of dvarim shebichsav. There is a heter eis lasis. Now the Gemara does not say that there's a heter eis lasis, and therefore I could say psukim completely bal peh. I'm not laying the psukim bal peh. I'm opening up the sefer daf tarta. I'm opening up the sefer that has daf Torah, and I'm reading this. Reading it mitoich haksav. I am reading the daf Torah mitoich haksav. So we don't see from the Gemara that eis lasis gives me a klara heter that I can lay psukim bal peh. That we don't see from the Gemara. What we do see from the Gemara says that the heter eis lasis applies. So Tosfos seemed to have seen in this Gemara. Tosfos said, oh, you see from this Gemara, there's a heter eis lasis. If there's a heter eis lasis, so just like eis lasis allows me to write a sifra daf tarta, what then eis lasis says that somebody who can't lay from inside because he's blind, or there's some other difficulty that he's allowed to read it completely about that. Now, how do we understand this? There's a jump over here from Tosfos, that Tosfos is saying, extending the heter from the Gemara much further than the Gemara itself said. So it could be the pshat in Tosfos is that we find another Tosfos. There's a Tosfos in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Tezav and Aleph. Tosfos says over there, he quotes Rav Pyrrhus, one of the Bali Tosfos. The Tosfos says over there that there are certain things that are lenient and lukasi. Meaning if you have a sefer of even a Torah of Chumash or Navi, and a person wrote it Shaloi Kedin, the halacha is you have to write it on klaf. And you didn't write it on klaf, you have to use a special type of ink. You have to use D.O.I. And he didn't use D.O.I. He used a different color ink. So he didn't write it Kedaboy. He wrote the whole sefer, but he wrote it wrong. He didn't follow the halachas. So Rapiris over there is quoted in Tosfos, that Tosfos says that you're not allowed to read from such a sefer. You're not allowed to read it since it was, you have a sefer Torah that wasn't written properly, it wasn't written kahalocha. You're not allowed to learn, you're not allowed to read from this sefer Torah at all. Not even for the mitzvah kriyas Torah. The klal, you're not allowed to use it at all. You're not allowed to read from it. Why? Zog Tosfos, dvarim shebichsav, osel oimrin bal peh. What do you mean? It's not bal peh. I'm reading it inside. The Teretz is that Tosfos understood that this din of Dvar Shemuchsav Yeter Shaim Bape, it's not just an Isser Ba'alma, that the Torah says that Dvar Shemuchsav has to be written down before you read it. The halacha is that we have two different Torahs. We have Torah Shemuchsav, we have Torah Shemuchsav. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah Shemuchsav, Mitoch HaKsav, and Torah Shemuchsav, Ba'al-Peh? It's not haphazard that the Torah did that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gave this one this way and this one this way. The pshat is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to learn Torah Shemuchsav a certain way, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to learn Torah Shemuchsav a certain way. Torah Shemuchsav is meant to be learned Ba'al-Peh. Once you write it, there's something missing in the oif, in the way the Torah Shemuchsav is learned, and that's why the Torah says, the halacha is that you're supposed to learn Ba'al-Peh, not min HaKsav. Torah Shemuchsav is given Mechsav, because the way you're supposed to learn it is Mitoch Mechsav, and not Ba'al-Peh. When you learn it Ba'al-Peh, you're not learning it the right way. Kum Techois, that's what Tosis means. What Tosis is saying in Shabbos is that since there's a din Torah Shemuchsav, you're supposed to, the way you're supposed to learn Torah Shemuchsav is Mitoch HaKsav. So since the Torah said there's certain ways how you're supposed to write the Ksav, you're supposed to write it the right way, you're supposed to write it like the Klaf, you're supposed to write it with Yoy. So if the person didn't do it that way, so he doesn't have the Torah Shemuchsav written the way it's supposed to be written, the way the Torah said. The Melo, to read it the way, you're not being Mikayim, the din of Talmud Torah, the way you're supposed to be Mikayim. So Kolzman, you don't have the Ksav written the way, Kaloch, the way it's supposed to be written, the Melo, you're not supposed to read it that way because you're not being Mikayim, the Torah Shemuchsav, the right way. So in Meila, if that's the case, so in Meila, this that the Gemara says in Gittin, the Gemara says that I have a heter of Eislasis. What does Eislasis tell me? Eislasis tells me that I could write a Sifra Daftart, I could write the Nevi'im in a way where it's not kosher, where it's not a kosher, it's not going to be a kosher Sefer Nevi'im. It's not a good Sefer. And if I'm picking, I'm allowed to lane from it. Because if I'm laying from it, that's the same thing as laning something completely Ba'al-Peh. What's the difference? Because once I'm not doing it, I'm not laning, I'm not reading from the Sefer, from not reading the Torah Shemuchsav the way they're supposed to be read, the way you're supposed to lane it, I'm doing it the wrong way. So there's no difference in how I'm doing it. So there's no difference if I lane it Ba'al-Peh Legami or if I lane it, me tell you the wrong Sefer. The main laws of Taisvis in Bava Kama, Taisvis understood that if I see this a heter of Eislasis, if Eislasis tells me that I could write a Sifra Daftarto, so I'm not being Mekayim Torah Shemuchsav the way it was originally meant to be learned, the way it was originally meant to be read, so then I have the same heter of Eislasis will apply to learning something completely Baal Peh, and therefore, so Taisvis, that's why if you have a heter of Eislasis, I have a heter to say Psukim Legamri Baal Peh. That's the Pshat in Taisvis. Now, there is a tour in Arachayim and Sivim Memtes. And the tour is a kash. He says, over there in Arachayim, he says that they're supposed to, in the beginning of davening, there are psukim. There are psukim that everybody says is part of davening. Before you start psukim de Zimra, there are psukim of Karbonis that says it's brought down. You're supposed to say the Parsha Satomit. The Parsha Satomit is psukim that's written in the Torah. And then when you get to Psukim de Zimra, what's Psukim de Zimra? Psukim de Zimra is five prokim of Tehillim. All those five prokim, those Tehillim is Torah Shemuchsav. So this is also, these are all Dvarim Shemuchsav. And the Torah says that it seems a very common minig that people, when they daven, they don't have a Sefer Torah in front of them. They don't lane. They don't read the Parsha Tomei from the Sefer Torah. And it seems they don't even read it from a Siddur. It wasn't so common in the era before the printing press that everyone had their own Siddur. So people would say davening Baal Peh. Or maybe the Chazan had a Siddur and the Chazan would say it out loud and people would say it along with the Chazan, but they wouldn't say it inside from a Siddur. Because not everyone had Siddur. So they said about Peh. So when it comes to brachos, when it comes to Shemoneh Esrei, Tefillos, there's nothing wrong with saying a Tefillah about Peh. If you know all the words, there's nothing wrong with saying it. But when it comes to Psukim, the Torah says, how can you say Psukim about Peh? We know the Gemara says that Dvarim Shemuchsav, Yatar Rishai Lorim about Peh. You're not allowed to say Dvarim Shemuchsav about Peh. So what's the heter? What's the heter to say parts of davening that are Psukim? What's the heter to say them about Peh? So in the Poskim over there, the Torah and Beis Yosef, There are six different terutzim for this kasha in the Mefarshim over there. The tour brings b'shem his uncle, Harav Rav Chaim. It's the Mardechai also in Gidden. It says that Dover Hashogar b'fi koil, something which is commonly known, something everybody knows. The words are very easy to say. People say it often. Something like Ashrei, everybody knows the words of Ashrei. They say it very, very often. So there he says it's mutter. You're allowed to say it Ba'al Peh. There's no problem with Dvarim Shemuchsav. The Rosh says that the only time there's a problem of Dorm Shul Chassad to say Baal Peh is only when I'm being mitzi somebody else. If I'm saying it for myself and not being mitzi somebody else, then there's no problem of Dorm Shul Chassad. That's what's brought down over there in the Rosh. The emesis of the Furish of Taisus Yishanim and Yuma and Daf Ayin Amin Alf. It says Zisoid. There's also a Taisus in Tmur and Daf Yidal in the base. Taisus over there says that the din of Dorm Shul Chassad that Yidal say Baal Peh only applies to the Torah, only applies to the Chamisha Chumshit Torah, does not apply to Nach. So it's not a good teretz for the Parashas HaKorbanos, for the Parashas HaTomid. There won't be an adequate teretz, but for Psukei DeZimra, it's a wonderful teretz. So you're saying for Psukei DeZimra, you have a heter to say Psukei DeZimra Baal Peh because it's only an Isser on Psukei Chumshit Torah. This is Rabbeinu Yoina in Brachas, that's also brought down, that says that something which a person is saying it, but not b'tayras limud. He's saying it because he has some other chiyuv to say it. So that's not a problem of saying dvarim shemuchsav b'al peh. Similarly, the Avudram that's brought down by the Beis Yosef, I believe, says that if you're saying psukim derech tefillah, that's also not a problem. And the last teretz that's brought down over there is the teretz of the Kolbei. And the Kolbei says that what's the heter to say all these psukim parts of davening b'al peh? The heter is eis lasis. It's eis lasis l'Hashem, and therefore there's a heter to say Baal Peh. So the Kolbei is mamish hein and advarim. That's what Taisa says in Bava Kama. Taisa says that even though there's a Gemara that says Dvarim Shavusav Yatar Shaim in Baal Peh, but the heter of eis lasis applies. The heter of eis lasis applies, and therefore you have a heter to say it's completely Baal Peh. Now the mashmois is that all the other rishonim who don't like this teretz, they don't say this teretz. They say other terutzim. Why do you have to say other terutzim? This seems to be a gevaldig teretz that there's a heter eis lasis. So what's the pshat? L'chayro, the pshat is that the whole heter that to be said in Taisis is not. The Taisis says it's a gemara. It's not a mafurish gemara. The gemara in Gittin says that there's a heter eis lasis on sifra daftarta. So we said the havon of Taisus is that Taisus learns that the din of Torah Rav Shav that shall learn about Peh is because you're supposed to say the words of the Torah. You're supposed to learn Torah kiderach nesinasa the way that it was given. And since the Torah Rav Shav was given mitaychak sav, therefore you're supposed to say mitaychak sav. You're not supposed to say about Peh. And if there's a heter based lasis like the Gemara says, sifra daf tarta, it has to be there's a heter for saying it completely about Peh. Ken zayin that the Rishonim didn't like this cheshbon. The Rishonim say no, the Gemara is only matter sifra daf tarta. And the Gemara is not matter, so we don't have a Mufurish Gemara that's matter to say Dvar Shasab Baal Peh Mamish, say completely Baal Peh. And therefore that's why these other Mufurishim have to struggle to come up with other reasons why you're not allowed to say Baal Peh. It's interesting, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yerideus and Reish Pegimel Sif Aleph, that you're not allowed to write a Megillah Latinic. The Gemara over there in Gittin, the Hemshech of the Gemara over there in Gittin on the Samach has a discussion whether for a Tinnik, in the days before a printing press, you couldn't just give out a complete Chumash to each kid who was learning Chumash, so they used to give out the handouts, they used to write a Megillah and write a couple of Psukim, and give it out to the kid, the kid could learn how to read, could learn the Psukim. So every kid didn't have their own Sefer Torah, and Zichin couldn't write a whole Sefer Torah for a whole Chumash for each kid. So the Gemara says, the Gemara talks about writing a Megillah just has a couple of Psukim for a Tinnik. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Sin Reish Begimel Sif Aleph that it's Osir. The Rambam Shita is that it's Osir. And you don't have a Heter. Now what happened to Eis Lasis? If there's a Heter of Eis Lasis, and you tell me Eis Lasis is a blanket Heter to the Dvarim Shevichsav, the same as Heter of Sifra Daftarta, so then why doesn't the Heter apply to write the Megillah Tinnik L'Islami? Seems from the Shulchan Aruch and from the Rambam that the Heter is not a blanket Heter. That sometimes we'll say Eis Lasis, sometimes we won't say Eis Lasis. So if that's the case, so if the Gemara says I say Eis Lasis to write something Shloik Halacha, sometimes, by Sifra Daftarta, yeah, and by Megillah Tinnik, no. So Mehecha Teisa, I'm gonna extend the Heter and say this Heter of Eis Lasis, they say it Legarmi Baal Peh, Kenzainat. So Kenzainat's the Havon and these Rishonim, this is that the Rishonim are saying that they don't say the Heter is because of Eis Lasis, because they hold that there's not necessarily any Raya. Now, if you learn like this, we said the hesber for the Shitas HaTosfos and the Shitas HaKolbei is because there's one general halacha. It's not an iser, it's not a new iser that you're not allowed to say. There's an iser to say dvarim shemichsav baal peh. It's because you're being mevatel the din of limud haTorah. You're not learning Torah properly. So these Rishonim disagree. It could be they tack a hold that there's an iser, And you understand that there's a isser ba'alma, there's an isser of saying dvarim shel sa'a bal peh, and that isser, we don't have a right that the isser is hutar, so we have to, that's why the Rishonim have to come up with other reasons why you don't have an isser in this case. So it could be that's the mahalach and the other in these Rishonim. It's not so mashma like that. It is mashma from the, at least the fi, the Avudram and Rabbeinu Yoina's svara. Avudram and Rabbeinu Yoina are saying a svara that if it's not derech limud, it's derech tefillah or derech choivo. So then there's no isser of dvarim shel sa'a v'id shel ayin bal peh. That l'chayra sounds at least like this, like the yisoid of Taisus. Because the yisoid of Taisus is that dvarim shel sa'a v'id shel ayin bal peh is not stam isser. It's not just an isser. It's because you're being mevatel. You're not learning Torah the way you're supposed to be learning Torah. So that's all true if I'm learning Torah, but when I'm saying Pesukim Dezimra, that's not Torah, that's Tefillah. That's B'derech Tefillah. It's B'derech Tefillah. It's not B'derech Torah. So then, Mecha Taisa is an Isser. And then in such a case, there is no Isser. It's interesting that L'chayra, the Teretz that the Tur brings B'Shem, his uncle, Harav Rav Chaim, L'chayra doesn't really fit with either Mahalach. Because we're saying that it's not Mash that he learns, that it's a Din, that you're being Mevatel, you're not learning Torah properly. Because if that's the case, he should have a heter veis lazis, or he should have the other heter of derech tefillah. So the Rabbi Chaim says the heter is that you have a heter to say something which is shogor fikol. So elam, you're going to tell me it's a new iser. So very, very good, it's a new iser. So what, why do you have a heter? There's an iser to say psukim bal peh. So mehecha teisa becomes mutter just because it's shogor fikol. Sounds like that this shita held, Rabbi Chaim held, that the whole thing is not a real iser. It's just a chashash. Maybe you're not going to say it properly. It's a chashash. Since you're not reading it mitoych haksav, you're going to mess up and you're not going to say it right. So if that's the whole iser, so therefore he says, okay. So if it's shagur v'ikol, so no, we're not afraid. We're not chashash. You're going to mess it up. So it sounds like the whole thing is only a chashash rochik. It sounds kinir that only means iser derabona. So it comes out that we really have three different stadim how to understand this din of dvarim shel sa'a v'id shel ayin bal peh. Fi Rabbi Rav Chaim, it sounds like it's the whole thing is a iser that we're afraid that you're not going to say properly. And other Rishonim learn that it's just an iser ba'alma, it could be it's an iser midino, that it's an iser ba'alma. And we have these shitas, these Rishonim, Taisus, the Kolboy, and the Mashmoyis, the Avudram, and the Rabbeinu Yoina, who understand that it's a bittel, you're being mevatel, you're not learning the Torah the proper way. It's not the proper way to learn the Torah. Since it's not the proper way to learn the Torah, so that's why you're supposed to, the proper way to learn Torah is saying, mitech ksav and not bal peh.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.